On this Wednesday morning, the day after Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first State of the State address, our next guest was there and listened intently to what she had to say, State Senator Dan Lowers. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What did you think of the speech last night?
I think it was a good beginning. I think the governor pointed to a lot of commonality of her interests and the same interests we share as a Republican Senate. So I think there's room to work there.
Certainly is. Certainly seem to have a lot of shared goals. The devil is in the details, as they say, and you'll get that when you get her budget in just a couple of weeks or so. What do you expect to see in that budget?
Well, I mean, a lot of what the governor proposed would cost a significant amount of money. And so you're right. When we see the budget, we'll get some idea how she is at least hoping to pay for this, these improvements or expansions. The budget's come a long way in the time that I've been in the legislature, pretty much all of that recovery has come because our economy has recovered, and our economy recovered because we began living within our means, what I'm getting at is I think the best way to grow the state's resources is to continue to pay down our debts and live within our means and see everybody's lives improve through a better economy. And if we go the opposite direction, I guess, if you will, of raising taxes, we may slow the economy down to the point where we see contracting revenues, and I sure don't want to go down that road again.
This is a governor that knows her way around Lansing, having served several years in the state legislature herself. Do you think that's going to help her navigate this budget through the process?
Absolutely, absolutely. The governor has experience here in Lansing. She's served in the chambers. She knows the process. And so that's certainly to her advantage. And I'll tell you that the most encouraging thing I heard the governor say last night was that she remains committed to passing a budget early, as we have the last 8 years now. So she used the word vacation. I turned to the senator next to me and said, when's the last time you went on a vacation? 3 years ago. Same for me, but before we break, for the summer. And so I thought that was very encouraging, because I think the most important thing to those that depend on the state budget is knowing what the number is. Everybody I know has never really had enough to do everything they wanted to do financially. And I think it's the same for our schools and our municipalities and everyone else. But knowing what you have several months before you got to start using that budget is key to running a good school, to running a good municipality.
Not everything that the governor talked about is necessarily something with a price tag attached to it. She said that she wants to expand the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections for LGBT people statewide. She talked about equal pay for women. Would you agree with that?
Well, I've opposed the expansion of Elliot Larson. That and like the paying women more. What's stopping people right now, I guess, would be my question.
They don't have to because they're not bound by law, I guess.
Well, but I guess I would say, what is stopping an employer from paying someone more now, mm-hmm. whether you're a woman or anyone?
Yeah.
I guess I only operate from my perspective. I never look to pay someone as little as I could. I normally look to pay people as much as I could. There was just limits on what you could pay people. So I question whether what is really stopping people. Will a law forcing people to compensate people is a difficult thing.
You mentioned
taking the decision out of an employer's hands and saying you must do this.
You said that you're opposed to expanding the Elliot Larson Act. Why?
Well, I think our protection is adequate at this point. We had the discussion a number of years ago. There's a you start getting into the whole religious protection, things like that too. Whenever we brought up Elliot Larson, the other side of that equation starts to be, okay, so are we going to offer adequate protections to people with religious beliefs? And we've seen some of that play out in the media in recent years, where businesses are being told you have to do things that are opposed to their religion. It's they're not unifying topics, I guess I would say. So I look to, if we start down those roads, it's kind of like when we got into social issues with the previous governor, it usually led in a direction of division and was a distraction to making progress for the state.
Talk with State Senator Dan Lowers. Senator, the governor issued one of her many executive orders, because she's issued a number of those. One of them would reorganize the Department of Environmental Quality. It would change its focus a little bit. And the House voted to deny that. It has yet to be, as far as I know, ratified by the Senate. Is the Senate going to act on that?
Yeah, we are currently having hearings on that executive order. The House rejected that because of the constitutionality problem, and that remains the sticking point in the Senate as well. I think everyone in Lansing is for clean water and supports the executive branch's ability to reorganize departments as they see fit. Where we're drawing the line, though, is in the changing of legislation that's already in place. And that is also included in that executive order, where the governor has nullified the bills that were passed last year. And if the governor can do that, we don't need a legislature, So the legislator does the law writing, and the governor has the opportunity to sign or reject those. But governor doesn't have the right to come in and start eliminating laws that were passed by a previous legislature.
We'll see how it all shakes out. We will certainly catch up with you again when the budget is released, if not sooner than that. Dan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
All right. Always a pleasure, Paul. Stay out of the cold.
I'm going to try. You do the same. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You bet. Bye.